The Rebbe once spoke at a Fabrengen about using out secular wisdom for Kedusha. The Rebbe then said, it's obvious that this is not a Hechsher Chas V'Shalom to go learn and read secular books. Reading Goyisha books would be compared to someone who would put himself in danger by jumping off a roof in order that he can bench Goymel and show that Hashem could save him from danger through a nest. Only those which were, for whatever reason, already learned these subjects must utilize them for Kedusha. The Alter Rebbe paskins in Hilchos Shabbos that history books, poems, proverbs of idle talk, and for sure books that arouse tivus is also to read on Shabbos and even during the week. This is considered a Moshev Leitzim even if written in Lashon HaKodesh. When reading books of tivus, there is another Isser, for it excites the Yetzer Hara. One who authors or duplicates these books, and for sure if one prints such literature, he's in the category of Machtir Sarabim. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us that one who reads external books may lose his chelek in Olam Haba. In the year Tafresh Mem Ches, when the Friedeke Rebbe was 8 years old, his father, the Rebbe Rashab, wrote his first tzava known as Chanoich Lanar. He writes to the Rebbetzin, about our son, Sheyichya, I am requesting from you to watch over him in all matters, both Begashmias and Beruchnias, which today one needs a special guarding. Most importantly, distance him from bad friends, which are empty from Yira and Oil Malchus Shamayim. They can have a bad influence because of their exposure to negative things. Especially since many of them have books and stories in Yiddish and they lend it to each other. Many of these books can Chas V'Shalom bring a person to think far in thoughts in matters of Torah and Mitzvahs and Tefillah. They cool a person down from anything holy. May Hashem have mercy on us and send Mashiach b'mheir v'yameinu. Amen. This was written by a Rebbe about his son who was born a Rebbe. How much more so must we be careful with our children? In the year Tafresh Gimel, there was an Asifas Harabonim in Petterburg. The meeting was a result of Dr. Lilienthal's, a big maskil's, lack of success to spread the Haskalah movement throughout Russia by having Yiddish children learn secular books and the like. It was decided that three should be chosen to meet, a maskil, a businessman, and a rav, and they will decide on a new standard of education for the Yiddish children in Russia. Amongst those chosen was the Rebbe de Tzemach Tzedek on behalf of the Chassidim, and Rav Itchelev Alojiner on behalf of the Mesnagdim. All issues pertaining to Kiddushin, Gittin, Brisin, Shuls, Mikvois, Batekvores, etc., were settled without much discussion. The arguments began when it came to matters of chinuch of children. The Tzemach Tzedek stood strong and didn't want to give in on even the slightest minik. How to teach children Aleph Beis, what the nusach of Kriyat Shema in the morning should be, and the bracha and tzitzis that is said with tiny children, etc. 22 times they placed the Tzemach Tzedek under house arrest for being moided b'malchus through his harsh statements. He was asked, isn't what you're saying merida b'malchus? The Tzemach Tzedek responded, one who rebels in the king is chayiv misa in his body, but if one rebels in Malchus Shamayim, he is chayiv misa in his neshama. So which one is worse? At one point, Reb Itchelev Alojiner turned to the Tzemach Tzedek and said, Rebbe, you're losing your Olam Haba. The Tzemach Tzedek replied, Ob sevetnish zayn ken yiddish olam hazeh, vos teig mir dem eibishtens olam haba. if there won't be a Yiddish Olam Haba, what do I need Hashem's Olam Haba for? The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Parshas Notzei, Tzavet b'nei Yisrael v'yishalchu min ha-machane kol tzerua v'chozav v'choyl tomei l'nofesh. You should send out of the camp all those that are tomei. The Mepharshim explained, based on the Medrash, that once the Yidden built the Mishkan for Hashem and set up their camps, it's their responsibility to keep all impure influences out and safeguard the Kedusha of their camps. Otherwise, the Shechina will chas v'shalom leave their presence. Rabbi Yoel Kahn relates the following incident. The Rebbe asked a certain bacher to be mashpia on another bacher. The bacher returned to the Rebbe saying, he spoke to the bacher, but he said something which implies that he has tzveikus and emunah. The Rebbe responded, I know this bacher, and what you're saying about him is not him at all. He must have read a newspaper while falling asleep the night before. May we be zeiche to the time of the Geula Shleima when Vesruach HaTuma Aver Min Ha'aretz. Hatzlacha Rabba. The phone line will Amir Tashem be updated Monday, Tet Zayin Sivan.